In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the place of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest then you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "Friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of your inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
A grade school teacher named Sheila got a surprise while installing a reading skills program in her classroom computer. The program was geared towards her second graders, and she hurriedly answered the quiz questions as a way of becoming familiar with it. Suddenly, a message appeared on the computer screen. "Sheila, you seem to be having trouble with these questions. Would you like to go to an easier level?" After that, she answered the questions more carefully. Today's gospel passage cautions us about presumption in religious matters, too. We have a tendency to equate virtue with respectability. We pat ourselves on the back because we are church-going and law-abiding. Luke warns us, don't be too sure. Jesus denounced one sin more than any other. It was not adultery or theft or pornography or abortion. It was religious pride. He most vehemently condemned religious leaders because they didn't see their own need for God. Most of us abhor pomposity and take a perverse delight in anything that makes pompous people look ridiculous. It sometimes seems that Jesus upset the religious assumptions of every religious person in Palestine. He gave comfort to corrupt tax collectors and adulterers and condemned priests and Pharisees. He went after the religious establishment with a vengeance. Like it or not, we are part of today's religious establishment. We are part of a church, not a movement. and it has its liabilities. We lack the freshness and energy that characterized the early days of Christianity as recorded in Acts. While they added to their number day by day, we are more or less in a holding pattern. They got in trouble because they upset the social order. People pass us by because we seem predictable and boring. We have tamed the gospel and the liturgy and drained the faith of excitement. This may be our greatest sin. It is possible to take something earth-shaking and make it humdrum, and we have done it. Oh, we have our conversion moments when we are filled with the wonder of our faith. We know we are loved by God and enjoy time spent in prayer. We sense God's presence. Then other times we feel nothing. We become numb and preoccupied and hope church services won't last a minute longer than is absolutely necessary. Our prayer becomes automatic, and our participation is lifeless. We grow somewhat oblivious to the things that delighted us before. Today's gospel is not about where we should sit in church. Front seats are often the last to be taken. Rather, it's about knowing our need for God. We can come and go through the motions out of a sense of obligation, or we can come with an awareness of our brokenness, our blindness, and our pride. We can come with a need to recover the joy and spontaneity in our lives. We never know what God has in store for us. We will never discover it. If we walk around half dazed and unresponsive, we must always assume we have enormous room for spiritual growth and that God will help us find it. It is the needy, not the proud and complacent, to whom the host will surely say, "Friend, move up higher." Let us continue our prayer. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you and our neighbor through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass ended. Go in the peace of Christ.